You're listening to Amud Vachazara, Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Pesachim, Daf Yud Beis, Amud Beis. And we're going to start around 15 lines down, something like that. First words on the line are V'rava Aliyah D'Rav Meir. So basically, we finally brought up we got to the main point of why we brought in the whole sugya of the Eidim and that making a mistake in the hours and making a mistake in the days of the month, and it took us to all the way Yud Beis Amud Beis before we actually got to the question where we returned to our Mishnah, which deals with the time that we should finish eating chametz. And the question was that there's the fourth hour, the fifth hour, the sixth hour. They have to midrabban, you have to stop eating by the sixth hour. That's actually when the biur it takes place, midrabanan. And the fourth and the fifth hour. So then there's a discussion about what we do over there. Do you stop eating by the fourth hour? There's machlokas from Meir Yehuda. What happens during the fifth hour? Can you eat all of the fourth hour? So that's the machlokas of Mishnah. And we brought it over here because we also have the discussion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, and they argue about making a mistake in hours of the day when it comes to Eidus, and both of them agree that people can make an error in determining what time it is, and that seems to be the basis for the discussion in the first place of why extra hours are added to the Isser of eating chametz, because people might make a mistake. But then the problem is that the times don't match up, because it looks like in our Mishnah, right, we had, looking back, in our Mishnah, Sir Meir says that you can eat all of the fifth hour, and in the sixth hour you have to run in. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can eat all of the fourth hour, but the fifth hour you can't eat, right, because you might make a mistake by an hour, and then you burn it in the sixth. So the question is, like, how much do they hold that you can make a mistake? And over here, it seems to be different numbers. And so we were asking, based on how Abaye understood their machlokas in Sanhedrin, and then a second version about how Abaye understood their machlokas in Sanhedrin, and then with Rava. And so now we're going to Rava. So v'Rava alibed Rav Meir da'amar adam toash de'sha'os chaser mashahu. So Rava, right, the way Rava understood the machlokas, he believes that Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda both have a larger margin of error that is acceptable than Abaye held. Abaye held like the minimum margin of error, and right, he limited to Rav Meir. The one version of Rav Meir is Rav Meir doesn't believe in any margin of error whatsoever. The other is that he holds of a mashahu, and Rav Yehuda is a little bit bigger, but according to Rava, it's a much more expansive one. It's that right there's whether it's an hour and a little bit. So he says, according to Rav Meir, damar adam toa shtei shalos chaser mashahu. Rava said that Rav Meir holds that a person can make a mistake can be off by 2 hours minus a little bit, so almost 2 hours, and that's how much a person can really can make a mistake. Meaning that it's normal to make a mistake, and therefore we don't consider it pasul edus or lying. Like, no, he was off by 2 hours. That's normal. Just being off by under two hours. So if that's the case, then Rav Meir should hold mitchilas hey lo nechal. So he should say, from the beginning of the fifth hour, you should not eat, because if really by the seventh hour is when the real Isser comes into play, right? So we should be concerned 2 hours before that, even in the fifth hour. Yet he doesn't hold that, right? Rav Meir said in our Mishnah that Rav Meir Amar Ochlin Kol Chamesh, you can eat the entire fifth hour and then you burn it in the sixth, but you should really allow much more time. So what's going on here? The Gemara responds, Hey, chama b'mizrach, v'zayin chama b'marav. When it comes to the fifth hour, the sun is in the east, and in the seventh hour, the sun is in the west. And therefore, someone does not make a mistake like that. Meaning, yes, in general, someone can make a mistake by 2 hours, right? Meaning, if it's all within the same sun position time zone. However, if it is not, if the sun is going to be in a different position, people don't make a mistake like that. No one confuses the fifth with the seventh hour. The sun is so in such a different place. No one makes such a mistake. Gemara then says, well, yachi, b'sheis nami nechol. So in the sixth hour, we should also be allowed to eat. If someone doesn't make a mistake, because there's the sixth and there's the seventh, but also the sun's in a different position, and a noticeably just different position. So Amar Avada Bar Abba, shis yoma b'karna sakai. No, well, in the sixth hour, the sun is in the karnasa, which literally means a corner. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, be'em saharakia, krova lintos lamizrach, v'krova lintos lamarav. He calls it the corner, and he explains like why it might be called the corner, but right. Rashi will explain that lashon, but it says that basically it's close to leaning to the east and close to leaning to the west. So the sun is not noticeably no one would ever confuse the sixth hour and the seventh hour by looking at the sun. Like it's pretty close. It's like in the corner, somewhat in the middle of the sky. It says v'hachi nakat lishna debe karnasa. Why does it say in middle of the sky? Why does it say Karnasa? So it says Didarum Kai Lefisha, right, that is in the south. Lefisha Galgal Hachama Shachama Soveves Bo Agulhu. The sun is round and it goes around it. Vidavar Agul Ein Chiluk Arba Ruchos Nikarbo. And so the four directions aren't easily recognizable. Mizracho Misagel. But the east is like makes it go around. Ad chatzi dromo v'chatzi tzvono mixi pal gadorum besof mizrach v'rosh ma'arav. Okay, there might be a short video I can show to explain what he's saying. But what this is just explaining why the lashon of karnasa, which typically means corner, is chosen. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the karnasa v'rabba libet Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, and while Rava's understanding Rabbi Yehuda, da'amar adam toa gimel sha'os chasam ashu. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a person makes a mistake of 3 hours, minus a little bit. So, mitchilas dalud lo nichol. You can't even eat from the beginning of the fourth. So the Gemara says, well, no. Hey chama b'mizrach v'sheva chama b'marav. V'chol shekein dalud. Well, if we said at 5 o'clock the sun is in the east, and seven it's in the west, well, the more so the fourth hour. That's really far away. That's really different from the seventh. So that's basically the same answer they gave before, just it's even stronger now. Ihachi, but if so, behe nami nechol. So then we're not going to make the mistake, so why does Rabbi Yehuda not allow you to eat during the fifth hour, right? He says, Rabbi Yehuda says, it has to be tolin. You can feed it to your animals, you can get hana, but you can't eat it yourself. Why does he hold that? He should say, no, what are you talking about? No one confuses the fifth and the seventh hour. So Targuma Abaye Libid Rava. So I guess Abaye was asked this on behalf of Rava. Again, Abaye had his own pshat. He disagreed with Rava, but he interpreted a way to understand Rava, and he gave an answer for Rava over here. Edus Masura Lizrizim, Chametz L'chol Masur. And we actually quoted that earlier. That it's true. People don't typically make a mistake like that. But when it comes to Eidos, that's when we say that Svara, because it's given over to Zrizim, to people who are very meticulous, very, very careful. Right? Usually we think like Zrizim means like very fast, because Zrizim Akdim in the Mitzvah, but it means that the people are very particular and careful, and people who know that they're going to be witnesses are very mindful of what time it is. When it comes to Chametz, Chametz is not a specialty mitzvah. That is an everyman's mitzvah. So we have to be extra careful with that. It's given to everybody. And therefore, we are more concerned than usual. Usually we would say, oh, the sun is here, the sun is there. No, no one's going to make a mistake. And Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't know, when it comes to everybody, right, I get nervous and I want to make an extra hour of space because we're not necessarily dealing with this reason over here. Okay. Rava Amar, and Rava actually also gave his own answer. Abaye says this is like an answer that Rava can use, but Rava, I guess, I don't know if they were in the same base interest at the time and they asked Rava at a separate time, or Abaye answered on behalf of Rava, and Rava says, I don't need you, I got my own answer. I don't know exactly how this went, but Rava Amar, lav hainu time, that's not the reason. Rabbi Yehuda, ela Rabbi Yehuda latame da Amar, ein bir chametz ela sreifa. Rather, the reason is as follows, that Rabbi Yehuda held that there's no such thing as bir chametz except for burning. The only way to do bir chametz properly is burning. And therefore, he gave the Rabbanan gave a little bit of wiggle room. They gave an extra hour where they said, "Don't eat chametz during this time," because he gave time. They gave time to really to do a biur. So really, there's some of this extra time is not really based on a mistake people might make, but because they wanted to give some time a Rabbi Huda, who specifically holds you need to do a fire, a sreifa, so therefore he gave extra time of hang time in between tolin to collect all the supplies that you need for the fire biur. Esve Ravina la Rava, Ravina challenged Rava. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Amasai, when is this so? Shelo b'shas biuro, when it's not in the time of its biur. Aval shas b'shas biuro, but when it's time for the, but in the time for the biur itself, hashvasaso b'chol davar, that you can actually do hashvasaso is tashvisu, which means to cease from. Like shat milosh and Shabbos, to cease from having chametz. We've had this, we quoted this passage before, of tashbisu. So, when does Rabbi Yehuda hold that the only biur chametz is with a sreifa? That's only if you're not doing it at the right time, and you have to do it, you know, and it shows up. But if it's b'shas biuro, if it's the time of the proper time of destruction, you can use anything to do it. And since we're, since in our Mishnah, we're talking about doing it b'shas biuro, so and we say, oh, he gives an extra hour so that you can collect the supplies that for the bonfire, right? Hold on, he doesn't hold that you need to do a bonfire unless it's past the zman, right? So in this Mishnah, we wouldn't give him when we're talking b'shas biuro, Rabbi Huda doesn't demand a fire, so it doesn't make sense that he would give extra time to collect for the fire. So that can't be. That's not a good shot, says Ravina. Ella Amar Rava, rather, Rava said, Gzeira mishum yom hamu'unan. It's a gzeira because of a cloudy day. Right? If it's a cloudy day, so Rabbi Yehuda was nervous about a cloudy day. He says, okay, you know what? Yes, sometimes you can tell, usually you can tell with the sun which side it is, but certain days might not tell. People might make a mistake. Let's give an extra hour, a buffer, to make sure people don't violate accidentally. Yihachi, if so, afila ba'arba shaos nami. Well, cloudy days also impact the morning. If you cannot see sun in the fourth hour of the day, right in the morning, that should also be a problem. So why does he only add 1 hour as a buffer in a cloudy day? There might be a cloudy day. You might as well add 2 hours. Cloudy day. Omer Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, Dalid's mansuda l'kolhi. No. The fourth hour of the day is breakfast time. Everyone eats during that time, and therefore everyone is mindful. No one misses breakfast. Right? Everyone knows basically when that time is. Just want to see what Rashi says. Rashi says it's funny. Rashi says Zman Sudas Lakholi. It's like six lines down from the wide lines of Rashi. It says V'Hakol Bakimba. Everybody's an expert. Everyone's a breakfast bucky. So we're not concerned with that. Once you get to fifth hour of the day, the sixth hour of the day, then you might get concerned if it's a cloudy day, and you can't rely on the position the sun is in. So that's where Rabbi Huda was nervous. But he's not going to be so nervous to the fourth hour. Everyone knows when that is. Tana Rabban on a related brisa, Shah Rishona Michael Ludim. There's a group of chevra called the Ludim. Rashi says Ludim velistim Rav Sonim Hain. So there's people called Ludim, I guess they're people from Lud, and Listim are bandits, and they're Rava Sonimheim. They are very hungry, ravenous, really. Ravenous, I guess, would be the best word that probably comes from this Lashon, Rava Sonim. They're ravenous people with a large appetite. Ela Shahalistim Nu'urin Kolaila. But the bandits have late nights, right? They work nights. And so they're particularly tired. V'yashenim Shachris Shah. And they sleep an hour late into the day. Asharishona V'ochlin B'shniyah. And they eat in the second hour of the day. So back to the Braisa, just to see this inside. We're about to see everyone's breakfast times today. So Shah Rishona Michael Ludim, Shnia Michael Listin. So Ludim eat at the first hour of the day. They're such hungry people, ravenous people, that the first thing they do, they wake up in the morning, first hour of the day, they're already eating breakfast. The Listin also are quite ravenous people, but they sleep in into the second hour of the day. So they're, you know, on a perfect day, that's like 6 a.m. So they wait till, you know, I guess 7 is before they have breakfast. Shlishis Michael Yorshin. The third hour is people who are heirs, who are inheritors, people who have inherited wealth. Rashi Slav Mishul Rav Sonos Ela Hoevelo Amolabo, right? Because they don't have a lot of work to do, so they have time to eat breakfast at the third hour of the day. Michael Poelin, sorry, Revius Michael Poelin, people who are working. I don't know if they're working before or after, but they eat at the fourth hour of the day. Chamishis Michael Tamid Chachamim, and in the fifth hour of the day. That's when Talmidei Chachamim eat. And Shishis, Michael Kol Adam. And by the sixth hour of the day, that's when, I guess, everybody has eaten. I guess that's what it is. Anyone who didn't eat yet. Okay.
It seemed that they only had 2 meals a day.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, interesting.
Yeah. We're used to 3, but they would eat breakfast on, and that's one of the chidushim of Shabbos, by the way. Right, Shalosh is like you and I are like, oh, Shabbos. What do you mean? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We always have 3 meals a day, but in the times of the Gemara, it was 2 meals a day. You had brunch, I mean breakfast and either breakfast or brunch and dinner. So now, Vahamar Rav Papa revius Zman Suda Lecholhi. But Rav Papa said that the fourth hour is actually the Zman Suda for everybody. Ela Ipoch, rather you should flip it. Revius Michael Kol Adam. No, everybody, and most people, your average man, eats in the fourth hour. Chamishis Michael Poalim, and workers eat in the fifth hour. Shishis Michael Tamid Chachamim, and Tamid Chachamim eat in the sixth hour. Mikan ve'elech, and from that and on, people who eat brunch from the sixth hour and on, kizorek even lechemes, is like someone who throws a stone into a chemes, is like a leather pouch, like a canteen. It's like doing that. What does that mean? So the Gemara doesn't say over here. We had this lashon in. I'm sorry, I meant Rashi doesn't say it over here. We have this lashon in Shabbos. It seems to me mean like an empty thing. Like it doesn't really help anymore, right? If you eat breakfast or brunch like too late in the day, it does. It's not particularly helpful. I don't know. I mean, you know, if I'm hungry, if I didn't eat breakfast and lunch, I would like to eat as soon as I can. But I don't know in what regards this means. Like you should wait till dinner. I don't know, or maybe saying like you really should not eat later than that. I don't know. Amar Abaye lo amran ela delo tayim midi b'tzafra. But we only say this if you didn't eat anything in the morning. Avol tayim midi b'tzafra. But if you ate something in the morning, you already had breakfast. You already broke your fast of the night in the morning. Leislunba, then there's no problem with eating a little bit later on. So meaning that you should get your metabolism going in the morning, even if you have something a little bit of food in the morning, but you don't have like a full meal. So even if you have your full meal past noon, it's still beneficial to have it because you can start your metabolism. Amar Rav Ashi. So now Rashi goes back to our previous discussion. Kimachlokes be'edus kach machlokes b'chametz. Just as we have machlokas by Eidos, so is machlokas b'chametz. I mean, it seems to be the same one. Rashi says, "Rav Meir v'Rav Yehuda be'Eidos mishum de Rav Yehuda tay in sheitfei, kach machlokas b'masnisa nami b'chametz mishum de Rav Yehuda tay in sheitfei." Right, that just like we had machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir, and Rav Yehuda gives people a greater margin of error when it comes to Eidos. So too does he have a greater restriction of Chametz eating time because people tend to have a greater margin error. Bein the Remeir, bein the Rabbi Yehuda, still Rashi delomachar ke kulei ta'usa, and between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, they don't distance the mistakes so much. Kedaman beidos lamar shtei shaos lamar shlo shaos. Okay, so it's basically the same machlokes. He's saying it's Lashita Sum. The Gemara says, Pshita, yes. Right? Hainu Hachta Amrinan. That's what we said. we just spent our time trying to, right, assuming that they are in line with each other. So Hakamash Milan, Shinuya de Shaninan, Shinuyahu. That, no, so what the Gemara means, this, what Ravashi means to teach us is that the answers that we gave to try to resolve the, what looked like a stira, those answers are good answers, and we can at least see that there is a theme of Rabbi Meir throughout both cases of Chametz and Eidos, that there's a theme of Rabbi Meir having a, assuming a smaller margin of error, and that impacting, granted slightly differently, in Eidos and Chametz, but his assumption that people make have a smaller margin of error that impacts how he paskins in those two cases, and Rabbi Yehuda holding a larger margin of error also holds like that, and manifests slightly differently but similarly, conceptually in the two cases. Velo tema, and you should not say Tanaihi. That's the machlokas Tanaim, and you know, really they can't be resolved. Ravashi's telling us no, they are actually, that it's they're both Talor in the same fundamental Yesod. I think fundamental Yesod is redundant. Okay, anyway, weiter. Omar Rav Shimi Bar Ashi. Rav Shimi Bar Ashi says, Lo shanu ela b'sha'os aval echad omer kodem ha-netzachama ve'echad omer achar ha-netzachama edusam patela. Patela. So we allow some sort of margin of error when it comes to hours of the day, but if someone says before netzachama and somebody says after netzachama, which could also, now we could be talking about, I don't know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it's a very small time, so that would pass the edus right away. It would rebattle the edus. Pshita, yeah, it's obvious, right? Based on everything we've said about, you know, sun patterns, if the sun did not rise yet, it was before sunrise, after sunrise, that is a very significant difference. We know that already, right? Why is Rav Shimi Bar Ashi telling us this? What he said is, Ela echad omer kodem ha-netzachama, ve-echad omer besoch ha-netzachama, idusim batela. That if one says before netzachama, one before sunrise, and the other says with sunrise, that's when the edus is batel. Gemara says hanami pshita, but that's also pashit. Like, yeah, it's those are clearly different times. No, so ma'u the same. What would you have said? Tarvayu chada milsa kamri. Both you might have said no. These two edim are basically saying the same thing. V'ha dekamar b'socha netzachama, and the person who said it was during netzachama that he killed him. Bigiluya hava kai. If it was with the Gluya, like this revelation, like the revealing of the, I guess like the revealing of the sun, Gluya Havakai, the Zaharure Ba'almahu Dechaza, and he was just seeing the Zaharure, like the Russian Zohar, he's seeing like this like glow, or like the like radiance, yes, right there, like the glow or the radiance. And he thought that was the sun itself, but it was actually just the glow of the sun, the radiance of the sun. Kamash Malan, that's not the case. That we don't assume that, like, a margin of error that people would make such a mistake, and rather somebody says with sunrise and somebody says kodem. Which is before sunrise. that's not like, oh, a mistake. Oh, for sure, it's a mistake. We can just accept it. We would reject that. Edus. Okay.
Interestingly, yeah.